end of an era because NBC is now done with hockey, at least for now. What was it like? You know, everything that they put in, all the innovations. You know, you talked about Brian and Pierre being between the glass. That's part of it. Outdoor games, New Year's Day games, things like that. What was it like being around that crew, knowing down the stretch that this was going to be it?
Well, first of all, so proud and honored to be a part of it. Everything you just mentioned. For 16 years, NBC did 80, 90, 100 regular season games every year. Every playoff game was televised in North America, in the U.S., which had never happened before. Sam Flood creating the inside the glass position initially for Pierre and then Brian and Joe Micheletti and so many others. I think that led to about 50 jobs around the U.S. and Canada, because most teams now have an inside the glass position, either a former player or a reporter. Every network in the U.S. and Canada has somebody inside the glass. The introduction of the outdoor games, the Winter Classic, the Stadium Series. Doc Emmerich for 15 of the 16 years, arguably the greatest hockey play-by-play announcer in the United States of all time. So a lot of fond memories, great people. On the analyst side, Eddie, Brian, Pierre, Joe Micheletti, Keith Jones right on down the line. And, you know, it was sad, you know, down the stretch during those final games. Now, for some of us, we will move on and work for other networks, but really felt for the people behind the scenes, the production folks who, again, most of them will stay at NBC and work other sports, but they were so passionate about hockey and put the last 10, 15, 16 years into it. So these things do go in cycles. Who knows what will happen 7 years from now? We've seen it in other sports. I was the beneficiary, along with a number of other young announcers, when Fox stole the NFC rights away from CBS back in 1993-94. So we do see it happen. Rights fees change, but just a tremendous job by NBC over the last 16 years. And like I said, so proud and honored to be a part of the group.
We've seen what Turner has done with baseball, with what Turner especially has done with the NBA. What's the level of excitement of what Turner can do with the NHL?
Well, a lot of excitement. You know, Jeff Zucker is a huge sports fan. Having come from NBC, his first job was as an Olympic researcher at NBC, and he's at the top of the food chain at Turner, and just a wonderful guy. Had the opportunity to spend some time with him last week at an event. Turner has great people on the management side, and you mentioned what they've been able to do through the years with the NBA and Major League Baseball. Couldn't be more excited to be a part of the new era, along with Eddie Olczyk. And I know Wayne Gretzky was announced. You know, it was announced that he'll be one of the studio analysts. I know some others will be announced shortly. So it will be a lot of fun to be a part of the new team. Wish ESPN well, as they have the other half of the package. So it'll be here before you know it. It's a short off season this year, Steve.
Yeah, it is a short off season. I mean, well, it's always a short off season for you anyway. you're going to go from this right into the NFL coming up. But I have to ask you about your dad. Speaking of Turner, speaking of NBC, it was an incredible send off. I mean, I thought Reggie Miller was great. The guys in the studio were great. What were your thoughts sitting there watching Dad for the final time on national TV do something like that after a career that goes beyond words?
Yeah, Reggie did do a great job. I was in my hotel room during the quarantine in Montreal watching that final game. And as I'm sure many people felt, as the Atlanta Hawks were making a comeback and cut the Milwaukee lead to 7 or 8, I was thinking, maybe this won't be the last game. There might be one more. But as it turns out, the Bucks held on and won the series in 6. I never thought he would utter the word retirement, never thought he would ever retire. But seems really at peace, really happy with the decision. Celebrated a big birthday last month, turned 80 in June. And, you know, the last year and a half has been challenging for everybody, but from a broadcast standpoint, he worked a lot of games off monitors, you know, as I did, and so many other broadcasters around the country did as well. And I know he was so excited to get back into the arena for the All-Star game back in February and then for the playoffs. So I think that was a great way to end. I'm not sure it would have had the same feeling for him had his last game been in a studio all by himself. You know, I enjoyed seeing some of the old highlights and the photos that were included during that final piece on Turner. But like I said, I never thought he would ever retire or use the word retirement, but seems real happy with the decision.
I remember years ago when Gil Santos retired after doing the Patriots for 40-some-odd years, he sent me a note. He says, Steve, I retired, and I found out I'm really good at it. All right. So well, what's really cool is your dad goes out on top.
You know, and over the last year, we've seen Mike Emmerich, Dick Stockton, so many of the greats, the all-time greats, decide to retire. Vin Scully a couple of years ago. And, you know, so happy for all of them that they're able to go out on their terms and not be forced out and still have time to enjoy life.